This episode is brought to you by Juul Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Juul beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook. You don't have to make mess. You just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Juul so much that we bought it. So we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients, and it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life, and only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to JuulWellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at JuulWellness.com. On with the show. Hey ladies, welcome back to Stopping Perfect. I wanted to talk about business today. Business, because we're coming up to our holistic HA practitioner certification. So it's just been on my mind, right? Like, what are the opportunities in the world to have a women's health coaching practice, generally speaking? And we also have a supplement company too, right? And so there are two very different worlds. One's an online service base, one is an e-commerce physical retail product. So the two have very distinct differences, and I want to talk about what has worked for us in terms of a business growth. So maybe marketing, but there's a few non-marketing related things in here. And what have we found that has not worked? These are my personal opinions, and I think what's important is that the context about what your business is really matters. Where your people who buy your particular kind of product or service hang out is first and foremost the most important thing. And so what I do or what we do for our businesses could be different to like someone else's Etsy store entirely. But something I've always loved for many, many years is listening to various business owners talk about their struggles and wins and seeing like, how, if at all, can I creatively apply that information to my specific situation or business? So I want to talk about those places that it has made sense for us to focus and some lessons that I've learned maybe at least right now we're not going to focus on that. And then I think in a future episode, I might talk about the differences between service-based and online service-based versus retail e-commerce. I think that it's been a really cool learning opportunity to like open my scope to a totally different world. But okay, so the first place that it has actually made a lot more sense for us to focus is customer experience, and we're actually far from perfect on this. I think like we've made a lot of strides in the past year to year and a half, maybe year, of automating the customer experience, which sounds logical, but I'll also have you guys know that I love to build. So And I don't believe that there is like a software or a system that is exactly perfect for us and does everything we need it to do. So I have built a lot of our systems and processes out myself using tools available, because I'm not a developer. I haven't developed a software for us, but I am good at kind of hacking together multiple to get the result that we want. And that's actually way easier for us. So I think that that is a place that has been improving. And one area to, yeah, this is just something that you can always work on that will sell itself because people will love you. But what comes after that is something that has been working for us is building our team. So there are definitely some hiccups that can happen when you're trying to build your team but also work on improving customer experience, just because we're not Chick-fil-A and I'm not out here trying to make everyone on our team exactly the same. So while everyone does the same certification through us and uses the same process and system, everyone has like their own unique individual flair or area of specialty, and just no two people are the same. So the way that though you may be onboarded as a client in the same way, you know, you're talking to a different person. And now we actually have recently brought on a salesperson, Heidi. That's not on the list today because it's fairly new. It's only been about a month and I want to see how it plays out more. It's been Ashley and I over the past 5 years or so that have done all of the sales calls. And we wanted to do them because I think it's important that you know how to do that and you understand the concept. But at a certain point, my calendar was so filled and my inbox was so filled with inquiries that I wasn't getting around to like really growing the business. So for the past month, you know, like even you guys might see, you probably haven't noticed, but I don't get an episode out of this show every week because sometimes I've got so many meetings and emails just from running the business, which I actually love, and getting rid of the like discovery calls, strategy calls, sales calls, where I get to jump on with new inquiries and see if this is a fit. Like, I love doing that. So I really didn't want to let it go. But Heidi, I've known her forever because Heidi is a client. Oh, she was a client from my very first year of practice. And I probably hadn't had many clients actually. I had, you know, enough, but I wasn't crazy experienced. That's how long she's been around. And so we stayed in touch, like I do all my clients who want me to be around. And I just knew when the time came for us to get a salesperson that that's what she did. And she was always on me, like, how are you going with this and that? And like, how are your sales? And do you want any good tips and help? And so it was a natural fit when the time came. So we're seeing how that goes. If she likes it, if it works for us, I'll let you guys know. But certainly building the team, where we've added a fourth coach, we have Abby. So now there's four of us plus Heidi. It's just creating momentum and creating space. It's scary to hire people because you're like, well, you know, you really feel like you want to be at capacity before you add someone on. Otherwise, like, what if everything goes backwards? And believe me, that's a real fear. But we've been okay. You know, we can figure this out. You don't have to hire everyone on full time. That's ridiculous. This is a wonderful kind of position where you can start people part time and they can coach with us and they can coach themselves or have another business on the side or something that they do. And this works really well for people who are not necessarily looking for a full-time out the gate. So we've been able to grow like that, which has been allowing, you know, to me to work on other things like content. So we have Abby grading HAP assessments and taking some clients and helping with things like that. Now Heidi's doing sales. Mishi does the social, which I'll get to. And then Ashley and I work on growing the business and moving it forward from the HA side of things. Over at Jewel, it's a different story where the three of us are still wearing all of the hats, but we wear similar hats to what we wear in both businesses. So it works really well. So building the team, growing the team has definitely been working as a focus. So right now, so far, that's customer experience and building the team are two things that have been working. Another thing that has been working, which I alluded to, was this has been the year of improving our social media. We've never really put a lot of time, I'd say, like focus. Like, it's never been priority number one for us to grow on social media. And we actually, in terms of numbers, haven't grown that much. We're only on Instagram. But it has converted better. So we really have had Mishi just go hard. Like, Mishi, put your magic. Because Ashley and I, it's not our magic. It's not our magic to be social, but Mishi is so good at it. So we put her in that position. She does it for both businesses, actually. And it converts better. People connect with it. People are applying from social media. So it's really growing to be a new area for lead development that typically hasn't been our main source and is now climbing up there. So while you may not necessarily feel massive growth in numbers, I think that a solid focus on social media can still result in conversions and that your growth number has nothing to do with it. So that's another one. Another area I'd say is the podcast. That said, I haven't changed anything, just many years of being consistent with that show. I'd say Ashley and Mishi are more active, like there's more episodes that include them, but that's, I think, a natural progression of business where as we've been going and we have more clients, we have more amazing stories we want to tell. And I just think that the coach that worked with that person is the best person to tell the story. So that's been a natural thing, which has actually made podcasting way easier because we're scheduled out really far in advance, actually. And the podcast is just an epic place to find women dealing with any kind of health struggle or journey, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional. So if you have a business that works with women looking to improve, transform their life, transform their health, I think podcasting is probably one of the best places to be for that. It can be competitive. It's loud out there. So you have to have a really strong point of difference or point of view, but it's definitely possible and quite easy in my personal opinion. So that's something that is continuing to work. The fifth thing continuing to work is SEO optimization. This is something that I put in place 4 years ago. I mean, from the beginning, it was important, but I really went gung-ho 4 years ago when I was pregnant and I thought, you know, I don't know what it's like to have a baby or what if it's really busy. I need to put things in place now that help the business grow organically over time. And so that has been true. Certain articles continue to proliferate and grow leads for us over time, as well as just having, you know, our website optimized, the words we say, the things that the copy that we use to make sure it comes up in Google. And I'd say we get more people, maybe even majority people find us through Google than they do through Instagram. But, you know, we're looking to attack from every direction at the moment. So that has definitely been working. It's something that takes time to work, but doesn't take as much time as you would think. So if you're looking to build a business and you don't want to be on social media all of the time, you'll want to make sure that you're looking more at an SEO strategy, because social media and SEO strategies are two very different strategies for the most part. As time has gone on, there's been some overlap, but for the most part, they're different strategies that fit different personalities. like I am better suited to an SEO strategy, whereas Mishi thrives with a social strategy. So with our powers combined, we have that, but maybe you're a unicorn that's ready to do both. If you're not doing either, I would just pick the one that feels more in alignment with you. But one tiny little nugget I'll give you, if this is all new to you, is it's one, like, you can't just create search engine optimized pages and leave them there without any traffic pointing to them. It's just part of the algorithm. It's part of how it works, is that Google not only wants to see this as good information, but that people like this information. Da-da-ling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off. Biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring! As one of the ways that it initially starts to rank people. So when you do release something, it would be in your best interest to share it with someone's peoples who can click on it and look at it and read through it for you. And that's one benefit to having a social media, no matter how many people are on it, whether it's your focus or not, you have it. So if you're doing an SEO strategy, you can at least go over there and send the people that at least follow you to go look at it, and then it can begin the process of ranking for you. Hopefully that makes sense. Then the last thing on the working list, I'd say, is offering more one-on-one connection opportunities. We have always had a bit of a wall up for getting on a call with people. Actually, not always. There was a time about 3 years ago where we were getting so many unqualified leads. I was getting on the phone with unqualified leads and they were wasting my time. And it started to get quite stressful for me. Like, I would start to dread these calls. Like, there's girls are hopping on these calls. They want to get free help from me. They have no intention of investing in this and, you know, trying to make a living. So it was stressful for me to have people get on calls for free information and not really want to invest in themselves or in, you know, us as a practice. And so that happened, and I was doing like 40 calls a week that were just like not going anywhere, or people would no show because they were not qualified and they were never going to be ready to show up for that. So then we added a lot of barriers that brought our leads per month down, making them more qualified. And then I was able to get on calls with more qualified leads, people who are actually ready to buy, which is always, always, always a fantastic strategy because you will burn yourself out. But this year we played with something new that really made me nervous at the beginning because of the, you know, everything I just told you has happened in the past. And it was not necessarily getting on the phone with less qualified leads, but it was offering them more help for free one-on-one before asking them, you know, if they want to do coaching, if they want to become a client. And I really thought that wouldn't go that well. And I'm not saying it's more successful than our existing strategy, but it has definitely brought in more customers, leads and customers, then had we not done it. So as we started to expand and we had more coaches to give clients to, then that creates more room for me to get on some of these additional calls. And here we are. So that's when I'm not currently doing that. But I have in the past been offered these one-on-one consults. So keep an eye out for those when I do them. And in those, we give help. Like I listen to the story, go through their charts, lab work, food log, give them valuable next steps, information that most of the time people have to pay for. But I'm just not giving them everything. I'm not giving them like in-depth coaching, but you know, here's your next steps. Here's where you need to have a breakthrough. And if they want to go ahead and use that to move forward DIY, great. And if they like what they received and they want more of that, then I can help onboard them to be a client. So it's interesting, and you can't do it all the time because you'll burn out, but I do it in sprints so that I can really give everyone that help, but without draining myself the whole time for it. So yeah, keep an eye out for that, because those actually really worked. More opportunities to connect one-on-one versus forcing people into your automated funnel strategy is just like not it at the moment. And if you're new to this world, like are people maybe doing the HapCert, this is a good opportunity just to get reps in talking to people and coaching with people. So there can be more benefit at the beginning than not to do a strategy like that until you start having the client load you need, making the money you want, that it makes sense for you to pull back from offering as many one-on-one connection opportunities. And I know that this works really well for people doing their whole business through Instagram too. Like even if you don't jump on the phone, which I always prefer, but you can be having those one-on-one conversations with people through Instagram. And that really seems to work for a lot of people. So there you go. Those are the six things that are working. And then I have three or like two and a half things that are not currently working, one that we're trying. So at this time, what is not working for us would be irrelevant podcast road showing. So this year I decided, getting on other people's podcasts has always been a really great strategy, and I always recommend that for people. But this year we wanted to try getting a more broad type categories, genres, subject matters, and it just didn't hit. Like HA is just one of those things that you need to find out you have it before you, like in some other tumultuous way, before you're interested in it. I haven't seen any traction at all from going to other outside audiences and like educating them on this matter. So there's that. Keep an eye out for some clips coming out. That an episode, Ashley and I went to Dallas. I drove all the way from Austin to Dallas to do this episode live in studio with this guy who was just not interested. I mean, and in hindsight, he's not interested in any of his guests, but he just like said a few out of pocket things that we're gonna slice up and use as content. But it was pretty crazy. So yeah, relevant podcast road showing, absolutely go for gold. Irrelevant, just like save your energy probably. Another one not working, I'd say for us, and we haven't done a lot of it to be fair, but advertising, both for Jewel and for HA Society, there is one advertising strategy that has worked for us so far in terms of getting our return on investment back, but still hasn't been gangbusters. And I know that advertising is a really tricky place at the moment, highly competitive, crazy budget required. People are more skeptical of ads that they're seeing. It's just like a tough one. So we don't do Facebook ads or anything for HA Society. We've tried it on a tiny, tiny scale for Jewel, but no big traction. But I will say I'm biased against it. I don't really like advertising. I think I like it for the right product. I think I like it for Jewel once we get there. but I think it works really well more for like wow factor products and not so much for service-based businesses. So it's advertising. And then here's one. So we are trying this for Joel. I actually don't know if it's working or not. So it's not working, and it might be working, but we're currently doing the free sample for Joel. There's an ad on the show at the time of this, so you might know about it. Anyone in the US, we're sending them their bottle free. They just have to pay shipping, because we really feel like, okay, well, we really know that we know that we know that if you just try the product, you'll like it. Like, and if you don't, then great. If you're one of those people that just doesn't feel a difference, awesome. But I mean, we have people hooked on this because our oyster is really high dose compared to other oyster supplements. And then our liver is also, but it's just like the highest quality from New Zealand, highest standards. And we just know that it has a benefit, like an instant benefit and a long-term benefit, and that people really like it. So like, they just need to try it. The hardest thing to do is get them to try it. So we did that, but we have everyone paying shipping because we're not really looking to get this in the hands of people who aren't interested. There are people who will get a deal to get a deal, freebie finders. So if they at least have to pay shipping, it might make them decide, you know, is this something they really want to try? So that's why we're doing it that way. And I don't know if it's going to work. I was listening to How I Built This episode, which is probably my favorite podcast. Keeps me going in moments of fear and anxiety. But I think the brand is like Madison Gray or something, is a hair color. Like, they do low toxin, help better for you hair dyes, but like box hair dyes that you do at home. And when they first launched, they did like a Groupon, so you could get your first box for free, because their whole thing was like, people just need to try it. But because it was free, it, like, people just didn't even open the box, you know, like they got it to get it. So they didn't really find themselves acquiring a lot of new clients, new customers for that particular investment, which for them would be loss of inventory. So we're obviously losing inventory. We're doing the same strategy, but hopefully, because we're not posting this on a website like Groupon that has a crazy wide variety of potential customers, we're trying to advertise this only to relevant, like market this only to the most relevant customer who is willing to at least pay shipping to see if this is right for them, with the idea that that will have them want to come back because the product speaks for itself. So I don't know if that's working yet. We'll see when it's all over. If you're in the US and you haven't got yours yet, do go get it at jewelwellness.com. Otherwise, that, my friends, are the main things not working. So hey, there's more working than not working at the moment. This is our best year. In fairness, we actually have, I guess like this stage of business that we're in, we still do better every year than the past years because we're just refining things and trying things constantly. But, you know, we had goals. We definitely had goals of certain things we wanted to achieve, and we reached those mostly so far. So most things are working, but gosh, yeah, irrelevant podcast road showing has just got me so much time spent and actually an investment. It's actually the first thing we've ever invested in, was getting an agent to help us with this. And I was so like, this is just absolutely not anything I would do. Ashley can tell you. She was like, you want to do what? And I've always been super skeptical. And I guess that's something that I learned. I think that I have learned this year. And like, mind you, it may still pay off. But my gut is just that you can't put the hands of your business in other people very often. You have to do it for yourself. You have to put in the work. You have to grind. Like, you can't come and do our certification and think that we're going to do it for you. Like, you can't put your business in the hands of other people. You can get help, you can get ideas, you can get knowledge, information, advice, but you cannot get success from putting your stuff in the hands of other people. That's my personal opinion. So that wraps this up in a bow. Thank you for hanging out with me today on Stop Being Perfect. I'll see you guys next week, hopefully. And if you have a recommendation or a suggestion for what we can talk about on this show coming up, please let me know. I'm keeping track of those. And yeah, this is fun. Da-da-ling! That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly, okay? Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A, and actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is gonna help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the discount code HA Society to get 12% off, biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.